Hello and welcome to the Inside Betting Podcast. My name is Matthew Trenhale, and this episode I'm going to tackle another question I received on Twitter, this time from the Twitter handle at @RAdelaideAces. I don't know if that's Radelaide Aces or pronounced a different way. Anyway, he asked me after I did the Judge of Judges piece on Medium regarding Khan Berry to next tackle another Betfair trader called Tony Hargreaves, who also goes by the nickname The Badger, and he was not overly complimentary about Mr. Hargreaves. I suppose I can use this opportunity just to tackle all these similar people. I'm sure they wouldn't want to be lumped together themselves, but similar type operations in that they all profess to trade professionally on Betfair as one of their primary sources of income, at least. And then they also sell educational products and sometimes are either associated with a software product or actively promote their own software product in order to provide, presumably, alternative revenue streams. Now, if we put in this category, I suppose the most common names being Khan Berry. Having looked up Tony Hargreaves, his name does appear quite a lot around the internet, as does Peter Webb's, another common one, and there are others as well. And generally in all these cases, because I'm unable to actually see the profit and loss of these people throughout their lifetime on their trading, it's quite hard for me to judge exactly how competent a trader they are. So all I can really judge them on is the free educational input they put out into onto the internet, interviews that maybe crop up, presentations they give, often on behalf of the exchanges, and these kind of things. And also associations, which I'll get onto shortly. But if we are to tackle Tony Hargreaves, there's not a huge amount that I have seen on the internet that has been very complimentary about the educational products that he has provided. There are certainly quite a few reviews from people who are disappointed with the product, particularly with it being quite basic. I've not gone through the product myself extensively, but I've looked at some of Tony's comments, video clips, and there's nothing that makes me feel instinctively that he has any better grasp of Betfair trading than anyone else who's played around with it extensively, I suppose. I did definitely get a feeling from watching some of Khan's videos that there was an element of, underlying understanding of the markets, while it wasn't necessarily vocalized and expressed brilliantly. A lot of the times I got the sense that he knew what he was doing and that also he had observed repeating market patterns that could then be exploited and traded around. Tony's association seems to be generally with Racing Traders. I believe that's the software or online platform for trading. And I think he just does educational material for them. I don't know if he has any financial investment in the company, or maybe he gets some sort of affiliate payment from them. I'm not entirely sure. And that product looks fine. You know, I'll be honest, a lot of these exchange trading softwares are quite reasonable. It's up to you to judge, I suppose, how much you want to pay for, you know, how much of the product you're going to use. Personally, I've used a variety of exchange trading software myself. In fact, I probably used all of them at some point. I probably used the Geek's Toy most extensively, although I was fond of Grus because it was very easy to connect to Excel files, which was useful. And I used BetAngel for a time just to sort of experiment with it. And they're all perfectly adequate, really, in many ways. If you want to be able to click that bit faster and have the information displayed that bit prettier, that more efficiently, they definitely do that. As to some of the extra bells and whistles and some of the charting and the kind of financial trading style products they try to tack on, I'm not always utterly convinced. And people like to say that any market behaves like a market. All markets have got different behaviors, patterns, and an awful lot of Betfair markets are actually pretty illiquid, truth be told. And illiquid markets certainly do have very strange behaviors compared to very liquid ones, I find often. So attaching those financial charting packages, things like that, to them sometimes I don't feel makes that much sense. But yeah, so the racing trader stuff that I've seen from Tony, none of it gave me, you know, any sense that I was watching, you know, a true master of trading. And the one thing also about association is he seems to have a link to Steve or Stephen Davidson. Now, he is quite a fascinating character in that he provides a wide array of automated trading betting software that you can link to the exchanges. And they're all sold as different packages. And what I love about all the sort of similar betting systems, ebooks, mini software packages, they all have a very similar look to them. They often have these huge, long pages for a website, a single page that you have to scroll down and down and down. And every so often, interspersed between graphs and text, there's a link, the sort of buy it now link, and you scroll further, buy it now. And then occasionally there'll be block, capital, large, bold letters, £1,074.36 in 10 days. And it's quite key, actually, not to use those round numbers, because, of course, it's so much more plausible and believable when you use a non-round number like you would see if you were trading on Betfair yourself. And there's almost an element of, it feels like attritional brainwashing. You've scrolled so far, by the time you get to the end of the scrolling, you're either fed up or you'll be convinced to buy the product. And they also do this fabulous thing where they do a little box image. So it looks like the old PC software. If you're old enough to remember, PC software came in huge boxes. And it really gave you a sense of you were purchasing something with great weight and complexity to it. In the cases of very old PC software, it often came on so many disks, it did actually need a large box. And it had they put lots of effort into a beautiful graphic, particularly with games, to really give you a sense that, you know, you're often paying a lot of money and you really were getting your worth. And what's bizarre is that these software packages that get sold for trading bots and so on will often have a little image that looks like one of these boxes with the betting system's logo sort of on it. I've never quite understood, maybe that psychology has carried on from the days of buying large box PC software. But also, Mr. Davidson's software often looks like it was written in the, I want to say, Windows 95 era, maybe. It often has a lot of very sharp-edged, grayscale kind of look to it. And awful lot of it is based around some sort of bizarre loss recovery staking systems as well, where you can recover your losses, but only for a certain number of bets. So you can set it to stop trying to recover your losses after 5 or 6 bets, and then it resets. And you could then start the process again, and it will begin a loss recovery. And often it asks you to set the software up to back quite short odds or horses to place or short-priced home favorites in soccer matches and these kind of things. Anyway, all of this stuff I found it quite fascinating, quite amusing. I've an extensive collection of bizarre email shots and downloads and ebooks of crazy and simplistic and often quite fraudulent betting systems. I quite enjoy just collecting them. And yeah, definitely I feel that a lot of this software definitely falls into this category of out and out dangerous and not to be trusted. But of course, it looks like very genuine software, like something you would, you know, someone with professional software development experience, admittedly, you know, a couple of decades out of date, would have put together. So it can be quite convincing. But anyway, so I definitely don't trust him. And from what I can tell, Tony Hargreaves has quite a strong association with this guy. I think they're both Australian. And associating with him leaves me to be a bit nervous about Tony's integrity. But then you could also look at it from another way, in that Tony was actually, I believe, a Betfair training representative at one time. And, you know, if you want to believe that Betfair would only get into bed with people with integrity and competency, I suppose that's a tick in that box for him. Although I think Betfair, I'm sure, for the teacher trading program in the latter years, certainly were very keen just to have people who were personable and who had strong online followings and therefore, you know, would generate hits for the website, like new account openings on the exchange, that kind of thing. So, and then the probably the most damning association, although he has very hard tried to play it down, was Tony had an association with Centaur, the fabled failed betting fund, where it seems that he was training the head trainer. Anyway, so I'm butchering that. But yes, so he would teach people how to trade as a side business, it appears, to the Centaur group. Now, he was very keen in subsequent interviews to say that there had been a falling out or disagreement of some description, and that, you know, he didn't think they were going to survive and all the rest of it. But just any real association with Centaur at all is a bit of a flag for me, because they did some incredibly stupid things and lost a lot of people, a lot of money. Some people who should have known better, but other people who were, you know, complete innocent bystanders and who were advised incorrectly to get involved. And I know everyone says do your own due diligence and all the rest of it, but I can be forgiving that, you know, some people can be very convincing, and that's how these people part you from your money. But yes, yeah, so they were not a good company and they did things in a very stupid fashion. And I would suggest that any association with them is not particularly good. Do I think any of these people, whether it's Tony or Khan, do I think that they have merit? Can one learn to be a good trader from them? I'm going to say, I still, my Judge of Judges article about Khan said as much, as I absolutely do think that you can learn from the better ones of these, you know, Betfair trading educators. But a whole lot of the success of each individual will come from within them and not necessarily from the education. You know, it's one thing to be able to teach people the techniques, but the discipline to consistently sit in front of Betfair market after Betfair market and watch for behaviors and learn those behaviors, is the onus is still, even if you know what you're looking for, or told what you're looking for, and even then that's quite hard to convey sometimes, even for successful traders. You know, there's no guarantee that someone will actually be able to pick those skills up necessarily, no matter how good the teaching. Is that the fault of the people selling these educational courses? No, it's not. And, you know, should people be allowed to have their dream of financial independence and, you know, to do something which often people think that they'll enjoy tremendously, although the truth, you know, can sometimes be quite far from that. You know, I can't suggest to deny those people those dreams. You know, we don't tell people that they can never, you know, become a pop star or they can never succeed at other dreams. And, you know, if your dream is to sit in front of screens destroying your eyes every day looking at Betfair markets, then, you know, I wouldn't want to stop people from trying to fulfill those dreams. And maybe these people will help you achieve that dream. So I would say, from personal investigation, Peter Webb is someone who is a very canny operator. Definitely the way Peter conveys certain ideas is quite good. And he certainly talks with a greater sense of authority, although this can often just be, you know, people, you can measure this just as being eloquent, I suppose. But he definitely, the way he talks about certain things, not even necessarily Betfair trading, but the financial markets and so on, there's definitely something there. And from experience I've had with other people within betting, I'm fairly confident that Peter certainly has done very well himself out of trading. And whether he has been able to translate his own personal expertise into effective teaching products or not, I'm not so sure. But, you know, there's no doubt that he's the real deal in terms of making money himself for the exchanges. And I can't begrudge him the extra revenue income for the software. BetAngel was for a long time quite far ahead of the rest. I think maybe it's been caught up with quite a bit. But, you know, he made efforts to do things like, I think he calls it Soccer Mystic, which is essentially just, you know, using the starting odds for a match and, you know, creating a time decay to show you where those odds would trend as time passed and the impact of a goal on those decaying odds. That product now, I suppose, comes across as a bit naive. But when it first came out, I remember everyone thinking, you know, oh, that's really quite clever. And it was interesting to someone like myself who was working in spread betting who used these kind of expected goal time decay models. And I remember thinking to myself, well, I think he used the actual odds and tracked historical statistical odds to make the trajectories of the odds lines, but that, you know, as opposed to maybe expected goals. But there was definitely similarity to the things that we were doing as traders in bookmakers for live matches. So that, you know, is to be given credit for that, even if it has maybe now become a bit out of date. And the tennis product he does, again, works in a similar fashion in that, you know, if you plug in the starting odds for the match, you know, it can show you where the odds are going to go if a break of serve happens or these kind of things. That, you know, again, I think he brought that out quite a bit later, but, you know, when it came out, I'm sure, certainly for someone with Peter's expertise, as I understand it, could have used those tools very well. Now, whether other people would have learned to use those tools as well as he could and take advantage of it the way he could, that's another matter. But I definitely think that, I don't know, I think that some people have a problem with Peter in the way he comes across, possibly unfairly, because I think there's something quite dispassionate and yet friendly in a sort of it's quite a strange concoction that Peter projects, I find, which I think some people can find a bit odd. That's a bit unfair of me because people probably think I sound a bit odd. But I overall think that his product is fine enough, and I think that all the intentions he has are good. And in terms of intentions for a lot of these people, it's wonderful being right. It's one of the main reasons why people enjoy betting and trading so much, is that the feeling of being right is wonderful. And then to be right and then get paid immediately for it is even more wonderful. Now, I think the next level for some people from that is to have people respect and revere you for what you can do. And then it seems like the extra challenge beyond that is to get people, you know, train people to be successful as well. I genuinely think there are people out there who get a good kick out of achieving that. Another person who provides a software product and sort of actively bets, I think, heavily themselves. So Ian Erskine is another name. He seems to, from what I can tell, really like the idea of helping people make money and, you know, really enjoys that element of it. So if you're getting a good second revenue stream out of these things and you enjoy the plaudits, you know, it can be quite good for the ego if you're good at what you do and people are successful after taking your advice. You know, this can all be, you know, very, I'm sure, fulfilling, not just financially, but also emotionally if you're good at it. And I'm sure, you know, every time Khan gets a Facebook post or a Twitter message saying, thank you very much, you know, I've managed to make X today using your advice and so on, that must be a great feeling. But yes, when it comes to Tony, I've not heard a huge amount of people positively reviewing him or his products. So in terms of judge of judges, how much of a judge do I consider Tony Hargreaves? I think the jury is out there. I think that there are too many warning signs with his associations, and certainly not enough glowing appraisals of his products, if any, really, and quite a few damning ones. So I hope that's answered the question. It seems like a bit of a... I've maybe been a bit harsh on him, but, you know, as I say, I have not researched this too intensely. But as far as all these people who seek to educate you, you have to do your own due diligence. And unfortunately, you have to be reliant, if you don't know much about trading or betting already, you have to be reliant on other people's word of mouth. And, you know, you have to try and find independent sources of review rather than things, you know, as much as I think, you know, Peter Webb's, you know, quite reasonable at what he does. There's no point going to his forum and asking people there. You know, you must try and find independent reviews or resources or accounts of the products. And I would also collectively say never pay. It's my personal opinion. Never pay for these days where you go and meet the people who do these trading courses. It's a lot of money. You put a lot of pressure on yourself to get a lot out of the day. You really amped yourself up. You're going for a full day's trading knowledge, something which you're hoping then will provide you the keys to, you know, financial security by the end of. And you'll be surrounded by other people who are similarly amped up by the prospect. And you can't tell how experienced other people will be, what kind of questions they'll ask, whether they'll be good questions or utterly stupid questions, all these kind of things. I just could not advise that. If one of these people ever offered private tuition at a reasonable price, that would be something different. But I going to these convention centers or sort of these hotel conference rooms or whatever, and being presented to by someone teaching this, no matter how good they are, I do not think it's a good environment to get value for money out of. So I would heartily not recommend doing that, no matter whether they're the, you know, the greatest judge of all. And definitely make every effort to get as much free content as you can out of them before making any purchases whatsoever. And also, you know, use free or demo versions of all these softwares first. Do everything you can, bar hand over any money, to be honest, to really get a feel. It's like we're playing a computer game when computer games were genuinely very hard, and you used to get as far as you could into the game, but then eventually you got stuck and you would buy the cheat book or use the cheat codes or whatever. But you really got to get as far as you can before finally using any of these people, because, you know, you quite often can find out it's not for you even before, just the act of doing it, just before you do it. And, you know, if you do it a lot and you like it in principle, but you don't seem to be making money doing it, well, then maybe, you know, God, I play golf very badly. I've paid for teachers to give me lessons. I've spent lots of money on golf lessons and golf products over the years. So it'd be hard for me to criticize someone paying a couple of £100 for a course on how to trade, because I've spent more than that on my hobbies. So, but yes, do hold fire on doing that right to the absolute bitter end. And only then, you know, pick and choose carefully. But yeah, but that's probably all I've got to say, really, on these kind of characters. You know, like I say, I'll be very hard pushed to ever get confirmation of their profitability or their true personal trading success. But from what I, you know, what I can gather, I'm going to give Tony Hargreaves the not a judge vote. Okay, next episode I'm going to look at how to judge a judge, which was another question from at LuckyAday, and we'll see if I can give you some pointers on how I detect whether someone knows what they're talking about or not when it comes to betting. Thank you for listening.